Welcome to Escapes. I'm Erica Hemphill, and I am thrilled to invite you on this empowering journey. Join me as we explore the art of escaping self-doubt, the constraints of the 9-to-5 grind, the false realities that hold us back. We'll empower you to embrace entrepreneurship, motherhood, and co-working with your partner, and to boldly step into leadership roles that were once thought unattainable. Escapes is more than a podcast. It's a community of resilient women and men who are rewriting their stories, chasing their dreams, and smashing through glass ceilings. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, strategies for success, discuss our failures, and use insights from remarkable individuals who have paved their own paths to greatness. So join me, Erica Hemphill, as we unlock the doors to your unlimited potential. It's time to escape, empower, and embrace. Oh, and elevate. Your adventure begins now. Hey guys, welcome to another hour of Escapes. I am super excited that you have joined me today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you have your free time to escape for just a little bit to get out of that 9-to-5 grind that we all typically like to talk about and yet take a break from. So today we are taking a break with Derek Michaud. I am so excited that he is here. I'm so humbled that he is going to be a part of my show because guess what, guys? He helped start my show. So Derek is the owner of SRP Studios. He is a host of the Real Hernando podcast, and he's the host of the Rhythm Section pod. And he's got some amazing news to share with us today about a new venture that he has. And I am super excited because I think that sometimes we get a little bit scared of some of the things that we don't know. And Derek's here to walk us through some of those challenges with how to set up some of these podcasts that we all love to listen to every day. So let's escape. Let's jump right in and welcome, Derek.
What's going on, Erica? How are you?
Good. How was the holiday? How's the new year treating you?
Good. You know what? 2023 ended strong.
Yeah.
And it's flowing into 2024. So, you know, the question you have to ask yourself sometimes is what season are you in? Not outside yourself.
That's right.
What season are you in? And I think of everyone goes through each season and I think I'm coming out of winter and going into spring as a business owner, you know, looking forward to what this year is going to bring.
I love that analogy. I'm going to have to remember that for later. So when people ask me my season of life, I'm like straight up crazy grind hustle because I'm a mom, I'm a business owner, I'm an investor. I hope that all my friends feel like I'm a loyal friend, even though we get crazy busy all the time. So I really like that analogy, leaving winter and going into spring. So yep. I love that. So Derek, can you give us and all the guests a little bit more detailed intro for you and SRP Studios?
Yeah, so the mother company is Shelby Row Productions, LLC. It started in 2018, and in essence, what it is, and we can go back into the backstory here, but it's an agency that helps clients and people like yourself, Erica, that are looking to dive into the podcast marketing space. Podcasting is entertaining, it's educational, but it's also a powerful marketing tool for businesses. So I've built up a client list and a repertoire and a lot of experience where we can take someone from scratch, help them build a whole podcast network to whatever level they're willing to afford and utilize it to help them grow their brand visibility, credibility, and profitability. Because it has a different angle. You got radio ways to advertise. You have digital marketing tools out there, email marketing, CRMs, on and on and on, things that people have been using for a long time. But the podcast space is still relatively new. And there's still a lot of businesses out there that it's one thing to choose to not use it, but the far majority don't know it even exists.
So I think that's an option. Right. I think that's exactly. So here is SRP's 5-star Google review right now. So Derek helped me in my arena whenever I wanted to start this podcast. I knew what I wanted it to be like, but all I had ever heard of was you have to rent this space and you have to have all this equipment. And it's very like, you get very nervous about that. Like, okay, well, where do I find that? How much is that going to cost me? Because you know the deal. Everybody's looking at their budget right now. Everybody's worried about how much things are going to cost. And are you going to be able to maintain it for a long period of time renting studio space? So through connections and relationships that I had made through my coach and some of my coaching programs that I'm in, I ran across Derek, and him and his team have been so amazing. And truly what you said, you guys walked us through step by step and told us exactly what to do and how to do it, which made it not stressful at all, which obviously as business owners, we are looking for things to be told to us, what we need to do, how we need to do it so that we can move on and move past the tedious things that take a lot of our time. And you guys have done brilliant with that. And I want to say thank you, because Escapes wouldn't be where it is today. And I wouldn't have you on my show today without you and your team. So walk us through a little bit of through that. Like, do you guys hear that a lot, that you have to rent space to do a podcast?
I hear all kinds of questions on what to do next. And it's usually backwards. It's usually cart before horse. But real quick, shout out to Kenny Robinson. He's the connector for us.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Kenny is. And he has his own podcast too. So check him out. Because I do. Podcast is the new way of connecting people all across the nation, I think.
So more often than not, what that first call is like, they say, I hear that this is what we need to do, or a coach has pushed me in this direction. I don't quite totally understand how it works, big picture. And if I do start, I have no idea how that works. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I love that, because I love taking the raw and building something from scratch, but it goes hand in hand. It's a partnership. So Erica, I want to give you a 5-star rating as a client, because it takes two to tango here. You make no mistake, it's still work for the host. And especially in that development phase, there's a lot to do and build to eventually ramp everything up to where now we can syndicate your show, which is what puts you on Apple and Spotify. And, you know, some do video based, so now there's YouTube. It's kind of a convoluted process to get to that point. And when someone has no idea how to do podcasting, they really need the help. And that's where we come in, where it comes to how to best format. Again, 5-star to you. You really had a great picture and vision and theme, and you know your audience. You are one step ahead of a lot. So that was easy for you to just start plugging the spaces I needed in terms of getting your messaging down and your story brand down. But then it comes to the technicalities. What do I use to record? What do I need? A $300 microphone. How do I sound the best? Video. Should I use video or not? Oh, I need a square cover art. How does that work? What are the dimensions? What's this file size? I need to record an intro and outro and find music. Where do I find music? And how do I write a script?
Guys, if y'all can see me right now, I am literally smiling. He's making statements to every question that I asked him. Like, we got this homework sheet, and I am so detail oriented. And look, I even told Derek at the very beginning, I said, I am going to overanalyze everything that you tell me. So make sure that you tell me exactly what you want. And it was so simple. We got a homework sheet and it made my life easy. Okay, we need this clip art that we're going to use for our podcast title and our intro, what it's going to be. And then I was trying to like get two or three steps ahead, and Derek would say, no, this comes first. I need you to go here. I need you to go look at this music. And then I found myself like hours. I listened to music, Derek. I just put my earbuds in when I was walking or on the elliptical in the morning, just like listening to all these songs. And like, it gets so overwhelming sometimes. And you were like, just pick one or two, like just pick. And so I feel like when you're walking those clients through, I might have been ahead of the game, but I can only imagine like people that are in a space where they're like, I have stuff that I want to talk about, that I want to get out there to people, but I have no idea how to write my story, you know, of what that's going to look like. And you were so easy to talk to, because there were things you were like, well, you're kind of double duplicating yourself right there. Or, oh, you know, we need to shorten this up a little bit. And I think a lot of people get nervous with that, but just know it's not as complicated as you see. Stop watching the YouTube videos. Stop like looking at everything on Facebook and just reach out to someone, but also reach out to someone that you feel comfortable with. Derek made me feel so comfortable whenever I was like, this is what I want to do. Is this going to work? What does this sound like? You know?
Thank you, Erica. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
It is because look, once my podcast launched, I kept getting questions and DMs like, Erica, where did you go and write your stuff up? Where did you? And I'm like, SRP, follow them on Facebook, look them up. It's just simple and easy. And the homework sheet, I think, was key for me.
It's like a questionnaire, however you want to look at it. It's just a way for me to get questions answered that only you can answer for me.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And then I take it from there and guide you and try to chisel it down and polish it up and format it for the podcast. So I'm working on telling other people's stories. I'm not here to try to change anyone or misdirect them on, you know, you shouldn't talk about that. No, it's what do you want to talk about? Now let's format it the best way possible. So you're specific and you're pointing to the right people with the right message.
So how long, one question I got was how long from start to finish? I mean, I know some clients, if they do their homework and they do what they're supposed to do, it obviously moves quicker. But on average, like how long does it take you to go from start to synchronization for?
Great question. Realistically, a month is comfortable because the cover art sometimes can take the longest because that's graphic designing. We used to offer that service back when I was blessed and had an amazing graphic designer on my team. But as I've grown and niched, graphic designing is not our game anymore, you know, so which brought down cost on the launch package ultimately. But I can still coach on here's the dimensions, here's the technicalities of the image, but maybe get your headshot on there. You want just like a 3-word tag, right, Erica? Like you came up with and so on and so forth. So we still coach with that. But that can sometimes take the longest. If not that, it's someone getting the nerve to finally record their intro that we've written the script for. And so, but hey, like you, Erica, super busy. You're very busy. So, and often the podcast, even if it's a moderate priority for a business, it's down the list, you know, and I understand that that's realistic expectation. So to keep it flowing and keep it comfortable, I would say a month. The reason why it's also important to know that is if you have a goal in mind on when you want to be fully published and syndicated, because then you got to reverse time engineer that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow yourself that time. Once that process is done and you're all set up and launched, now you can just go week to week. And now you're just pushing content out. But that initial launch is critical. It doesn't exist without it. And give it a month. And that would be, I would say, the most comfortable amount of time.
So here's my little nugget for everybody that's listening. So when Derek talks about your imaging for your podcast, so Canva can become your best friend. So I had a headshot, and this is just me being transparent with everybody. I had a headshot that was done that I really liked, that I thought really promoted what my podcast was going to stand for. And then I had these, you know, if you're listening to me, you see it, you see what the logo is. It's Empower, Embrace, and Elevate. And I knew I wanted those 3 words on it. I literally just went, Derek told me exactly what the size was that I needed for my logo. And then I went in and made it in Canva. You can do that. Mm-hmm. So don't let that be something, oh my gosh, I have to go pay somebody to do this digital graphic for me. No, don't do that. Find a good quality JPEG photo of yourself if that's what you want or if that's what you're going to do, and then utilize that. You can always go in and make that change if you need to later. Am I incorrect in saying that?
No, you can update your image anytime you want. And let me punch in there because this ties in well with the overthinking part. And you, for the artwork, you hit the nail on the head. Don't overthink it. If you want something radical and you have a budget and you prefer to have someone do it, amazing. You know, if you look throughout all the podcasts out there in the ocean of podcasts, there's some amazing work. Some people just know how to do it themselves. But if you don't have the budget and you're not too good with that, Canva. I use Canva on a daily basis. I'll even have someone help me build templates, and then I go in and update them myself for my podcast. So it's saving time and money on that. So you don't have to overthink that. As long as it's, your name is clear on there, have a few words on there to kind of give the listener some idea of, you know, it's levels. Ooh, that's pretty. That's a cool name. And then in those three words, oh, this podcast is about XYZ. Now I want to click in. Bam. You know, that's what your cover art should do. The other way, the biggest thing people overthink is the equipment. And this is where often the cart gets put in front of the horse. We all want to sound great. If you want a professional podcast, yeah, you want to sound good. You want to look good if it's video-based. But it's all about the content first. Like, none of that matters if you don't have genuine, valuable content. And having the courage and flow in your time management to be able to sit down and create said content and record it. That's the most important part. So this is my tip I give everybody. If anyone's interested in starting a podcast, if you want to do a solo host, then put together three bullet points of something you want to teach, you want to educate or speak on. Pull up your Zoom, hit record, and talk. An interview style. Ask your mom, dad, friend, uncle, brother, hey, I want to interview you, and we're going to talk about your job. Well, you pick a topic. Put together a 5-point interview roadmap. Take your phone, put it on the table that you're sitting across from on, hit that voice memo recording, and talk. And just do an interview. And in each moment, you're capturing it. You can go back and listen to it. You might hate it and trash it, but then maybe you don't want to use that, but it triggered something inside of you that makes you realize, you know what? This is something that I think I can do. That was fun. Felt pretty natural. Okay, let me look at the next step. And then you start going down those steps. But what often happens is someone buys gear and they just go way overboard, cover art. They do everything technical and then don't know how to talk into a microphone. Don't, you know, might have an issue on how to frame teaching the content. They could be an expert at what they do, but laying it out in content base, education base, expertise content base isn't always easy. And
no, and you
might not have the time too. Then you can always then realize, you know what, I liked this, but wow, it's more work than I thought. So maybe back burner or revisit in next quarter or whatever. And if that's the way it goes, then you just saved yourself thousands of dollars from buying equipment that you didn't ultimately need.
So here's my other nugget for today. And I'm not going to tell everything, because if you want to be coached or use SRP, I have to give them their own little nuggets to give you. But the equipment that I am using, I was told by Derek to get and utilize. And guess what, guys? You hear me perfectly fine. I hear you. We sound amazing whenever we get uploaded every Tuesday. So again, I'm going to let Derek share those nuggets with you when you call him to help you set up your podcast, because I know some of you are going to do that. But you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I am literally sitting in my office right now with my microphone and my headphones, and Derek and I are perfectly hearing each other very well, and it's going to sound very professional, as you already know, because I know all of you guys are following me and listening every Tuesday to our crazy episodes that we have. So be wary of that.
And let me talk on the mic. It's a Yeti mic, as it's called, and it's a USB mic. You literally plug it into your computer. You don't need a soundboard. Has different settings on it. And that's it. You just turn it on. And when you're on your Zoom call, you choose it as your microphone, like you would do your cam or whatever. And you're in, you're locked in. That's all you need. It has a headphone output. That's where you plug your headphones into. That's how you're able to hear me. It has a volume knob. That's all you need.
It's perfect. And I've gotten more kudos on, because mine's all cute and fancy, because, you know, I have to be that way. Anybody that knows me knows I had to do a little fancy. So, but I think that the other part of it is, besides the equipment, For me, it is so much fun. This has become so much fun. The hardest part for me are my solo ones that I have to talk by myself. I quit listening back. Like, that was one of my things that I was like, this is crazy. I would like record them and then listen to them back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Derek's going to have to edit so much of this because it sounds ridiculous. I'd scratch and I would start over. So yeah. I just quit doing that. I'm like, this is what we're doing. This is supposed to be raw. This is supposed to be for people to get to know me, all my solo ones. And then all my couple episodes that we have, those are so much fun between my husband and I. The tit for tats are getting to be really fun. Mm-hmm. And then my podcast guests are truly becoming like friends, like even our just relationships and connections on Facebook and how we're getting people involved. And being guests on other podcasts, it's turned into something that's really fun. But to what you said, I think a lot of people have to get past the mindset and they do have to understand it is a lot of work. Like, I can remember when we first started talking, you were like, okay, Erica, you need to have at least like 4 or 5 to get you through. Well, I'm an overachiever. And when I started looking at that, I know what my schedule looks like. And I had to sit down and think to myself, okay, if I only record 5 before this thing launches, that's only going to get me through 1 month. So I needed to like really amp it up. So I don't even remember how many I had.
I just looked it up. As your producer, I should have this very handy. March 12th, our boy Kenny Robinson, March 12th is, you know, he's slated for that one. That's the latest one we have. So yeah. We're good through March, through yeah. half.
Right. And then I have you that we're recording right now. Yeah. Or did you yeah. slot yourself in there yet?
No. So I'll be ultimately the 17th if I fall in after Kenny.
Right. And I recorded one last week that I haven't let you know about yet. See, I didn't do my homework and tell him that I dropped another one in there. And I have another recording this week. So what I'm trying to say to everybody that's listening is that he's right. You have to have good time management and you have to constantly be working on what is your next topic? Who are you going to be bringing on so that then you give Derek and them enough time to edit and slot and make sure that you're launching on your right dates. Because once people really start listening to you, they're expecting that new episode every single week. Right. Well, I'm every week. So
now, yes, it helps us as your production team, but it also helps you as the creator and host. I know we're recording this in January. You just got back from a big vacation with your family. Podcast moved as though nothing changed because you're ahead, mm-hmm. you know, you're batch recording. So it's great for us, but really to the ones listening that are interested in starting a podcast, get ahead, pre-plan, book some stuff up, get some stuff recorded even before you launch. So that sets you up for success. So you can take a week or two away from it if needed. Schedules change, interviews cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Those things happen, it's natural. So if you're ahead of the game, then you won't be inconsistent. And consistency is key in podcasting. People, your audience now, they know you come out every Tuesday morning. And they expect it. They're looking forward to it. It's part of their schedule.
Right.
Maybe Tuesday mornings is when they go to the gym and they work out with you every Tuesday. And then now there's no episode. Wait a minute. What am I listening to now? Right.
You could lose them. Right. Yeah, because then they go and go search for another podcast and now they're listening to that instead of listening to whatever your podcast was supposed to launch that day.
And what are they going to do? They're going to search the same form of content you're giving them because they obviously they're interested in what this is. You know, if I have people listening to me because of podcasting and I'm not there, they're going to search podcasting. And that could be enough for them to never come back.
You know?
So you have to be consistent.
So speaking on that, obviously my favorite question to ask is, so we've talked about all of these nuggets and how SRP helps, but do you have a coaching program or do you just do by clients or is it referral? Talk to me about how people can get Derek Mishuk.
Yes. And this ties into what we talked about in the pre-interview. And this ties in with a podcast I produce for myself that I host. But before that, I've never done coaching programs. Basically, once you're a client, then I become your coach, especially at the beginning. That process is a lot more coaching and producer. Like I said, there's giving you homework, and that's kind of what coaching does. Coaching gives homework and direction. But I'm trying to get better at walking the walk and create a podcast that markets my business. Now, obviously, my podcast is about podcasting, but I tried to find a hook on how to put myself in the expert seat. So this can simultaneously kind of help people understand how podcasting works for them. It's giving you visibility. It's putting you in the expert seat. So people now can see you more because you're in this new medium. You're building your credibility because of your knowledge, and it humanizes. They're learning you. It's your brand. The brand is you, Erica, right? They're getting to know you. So now they trust. And then hopefully you can figure out ways to have your podcast become a lead generator. And that's where the profitability can come in. So now I'm doing that for myself. The podcast is called The Producer's Journal. But the hook is, and for me to be in that expert seat, I am offering a free 30-minute coach session to anyone. Beginner or novice, intermediate, expert, whatever. They might already have a podcast. They just have more questions. They want to get to the next level. Whatever it may be, it has to be about your podcast. I don't care if you have just a silly idea. You want to do a podcast on lollipops. Okay, great. Let's talk lollipops.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm here to answer questions and help coach. And it becomes an episode. And now that's the value to me because I have expertise content, but it's also promoting my guest and spotlighting them and giving them some shine as well, some visibility. And that is a perfect marriage because it's free coaching. Now, I don't want to get salesy, but let's face it, this is part of the business model. So now anyone that comes in, fills out that form, gets accepted, we do your interview. Let's be honest, you become a warm lead at that point. You've shown interest. So anyone listening to this that wants to do it for their business, just replace my business with yours, right? This is how it works. And then you get their contact information now, right? Whether you use an automated CRM or old school like me, and you just keep track of stuff on Trello, you have people you can follow up with. Okay, right. Hey. And then now you start offering more education. You send them an email every other week or so. Hey, here's 5 tips on how to best plan an interview for your podcast or how to best educate your audience XYZ. And this taps into that now more old school digital marketing phase where it's almost like email campaigning, but I'm not spamming. It's not about that. It's just getting connections and leads that you can continue to feed and drip information to and send them down a story line and a journey rather. And then you never know, then that's when they can become a client. Cause at some point they're going to realize this dude's credible. I want to do it. Obviously this is the guy to do it for me.
So it goes back to anybody that knows any marketing, the know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
To do business with someone. That's what the 3 keys to doing business with someone is. And I love it. So let me be clear on the podcast journal, right? So
the producer's journal.
Yeah. The producer's journal. Excuse me. It's 1 hour. Is it 1 hour? And then of that 1 hour, 30 minutes is coaching?
It can vary. You know, okay. I want to give someone at least 30 minutes of time.
Right.
But if the conversation is going well, I mean, it can go an hour. I'm not going to cut it off because it's a free thing. Because at the end of the day, it's still a podcast episode. So I want it to be a good podcast.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's open-ended. But
just so that anybody that's listening that's thinking like, oh, I want to follow this and maybe I am that ideal episode, what they should be looking out for. So I would think that anybody that's interested in doing that with Derek, just make sure you do a little bit of homework before so that you can utilize that 30 minutes to the best of your ability and the best time management for you and Derek to get all those questions asked that you might have, whether you're a new podcast or like he said, an expertise in podcasting, you just have some clarity or you need to know how to elevate to the next step. How did they contact you with that?
I was just going to break into that call to action. So you can go to my website. It's srpstudiosllc.com. Scroll down and there's a form you can fill out to be a guest on the podcast. And that will in essence be your interview guide. You're giving me all the information I need to give a good interview because it's also spotlighting you. Well, what's your business? What do you do? You know, who's a good referral partner for you? So we tap into you. And then it's going to ask you questions about your podcast idea or what you already have and gives me the valuable knowledge that I need on my end. So then when we hook up on Zoom, I'm way more prepared and I already kind of have an idea of how I want to coach and where I want to point the people to, like what direction I'll point the guest in.
Sure.
But once I get that application, quite honestly, it's an application. I'd like to envision this having a flooding of people coming in that wants their free coaching. But I can't, it's limited, 52 a week. And I want to make sure they're qualified. And once I decide we're good to go with someone and I accept their application, then I send a Calendly and there we go. We start connecting and booking and taking it from there. And it's a rebrand. For the first 48 episodes, it was all solo host and I called it the journal. It kind of left it open-ended for me because I could talk about just my struggles in my studio, just make it more, way more personal, not as much educational. But now I've flipped it around and now it's hyper-focused on everything I just explained there. And I would love to have you on. Eric, I already told you, you're going to be, we're going to take care of that so we can talk about your podcast. And then, anyone listening, go to srpstudiosllc.com, scroll down and fill out that application.
I love it. I love it. I love the educational piece. And you know me, I love helping other people. I think that when you bless others, they bless you back, which brings you out of that winter season to that spring season. Right. So, yes. I love it. So, as we get closer to the end of our time today, I think one of the things that I want to talk about with you is your other podcasts that you have. And you also have the Rhythm Section. I believe that's what it's called. Can you tell me a little bit about both of those that you have going on right now?
So yeah, the first one's The Real Hernando and then the Rhythm Section podcast. So in order, and I'll try to make this fast. And I don't know how long.
Oh no, we're good. Not rushing.
So The Real Hernando, we'll start there. And this was a pivotal decision and action I took about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now. I just moved to the city I'm in now, Hernando, Mississippi. It's just outside of Memphis, Tennessee. And I didn't have a studio. Everything was virtual and working from home. And I tried to figure out how to get involved with the community as a community member, but as a business. I'm not a brick and mortar, but I'm a business and I'm in a marketplace that has businesses, which are customers. Like I need, how do I come in and play? So I came up with this idea on just building a podcast for my community where I spotlight nonprofits, organizations, ministries, churches, leaders, mayor. I just booked an interview with our local high school band booster president, right? Those types of things. And it worked. It went well. I launched in February of 2022 and built it to a point where I was able to get real advertisers on it. So it got monetized. And that was a monumental feat. And that was always part of the goal. I could speak hours on how to make that happen for anyone. It's easier to get advertisers on your podcast than you realize. And I'll tease you there. But
nugget for your 30-minute coaching call, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Because I've proven it. So that set up, it put me in the community. I started going to ribbon cuttings. So now I'm networking personally and I'm spotlighting the city. Got all kinds of visibility, credibility, to the point where the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors invited me to be a member, right? So that's a testament to the kind of visibility a podcast will give you. It puts you out there, you know, and when you go local, it's really great because now I get recognized at Walmart. It's hilarious, right? So, so as that was building, and business was what it was, and I finally made the step forward to get a studio. Now, this is what you see. I know the audience doesn't see this, but I have a two-room facility in downtown, the downtown area of where I live, and quickly jumped into the world of figuring out now how to be a brick and mortar. That's a whole other story. But once I knew I had this space, I was able to move forward on this other idea I've had for a long time. And that is make another community interview-based podcast, but for the musicians. I mean, I live in Memphis. It's amazing, the ocean of talent we have here. And I'm a musician myself, so I already knew a good amount of the circle. So it was a no-brainer. I was like, I can do the same thing. But now I have a studio for people to come to. I co-host it with my drummer, and that's why we called it the Rhythm Section Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm a bass player, he's a drummer, and there you have it. And I'm not from here, he is. So he knows everyone from 30 years ago, all these musicians that have been around forever. And one week after the next, they started coming in here and doing their interviews, and the podcast exploded. In 1 year's time, total reach is at close to 1.7 million.
Right? Yes, that is amazing.
And then now that's monetized. I get real advertisers, you know, so that if you got an audience, there's things you can do with it. And it also helped with them being local. That definitely adds a different feel to it because friends are now watching their friends on the podcast, and it spreads in a different way. I'm proud of them that, you know, I'm an executive producer as well. I help people like yourself, but also I also like being the Steven Spielberg of podcasts. I know it's tongue in cheek, but I'm making what I want to make, building my audience and monetizing it and building it, making it so I will build an audience to then monetize. That's the ultimate goal. With an audience, you can do anything. If you have a platform that gets a million views a month, people will advertise on you. That's why YouTube does what they do. But and since then, I've started other entities. I have other smaller things, and I think in total I have four entities in total that are all different podcasts with different purposes that are all monetized in their own little way, some bigger than others. It's been inspiring, and it gave me what I needed to be as a creator. I'm a great producer. I love telling other people's stories and making their dreams come true. I know it sounds dramatic, but their podcast dream come true. But I also love making channels and platforms and shows.
It's a drive for yourself. You're like me. I build houses and I make everybody's dream come true. They're forever home, right? But in the same token, there's things in my own life that I wanted to do, like doing this podcast. It's for me. I mean, it is about business, but it's about me and the drive that I have. And I love the Hernando Project. If you follow Derek on Facebook, you see how he is so involved in his community. And that resonates with me. We have a local podcast called Ponchatoula Live. I'm from Ponchatoula. And I was asked to go and be on their podcast here recently. And it felt so good to go in there and talk to Parker Larrison about my hometown. There's something about that just makes you feel good. He was asking questions about, like, what was my favorite part of my hometown? Like, what do I remember as a kid? You know, what's changed in my hometown? And I love that. And all he's doing is he's taking local businesses or local individuals that have businesses or that have done things in our small town and promoting them. I mean, it's spotlighting all of our wonderful opportunities that we have in our town, where therefore we might not have ever gotten that or seen that without him starting that. So I think that it is very similar to what you're doing. And I think that those are a necessity in our communities. And so I love that. And as far as the music entity, I'm a dancer. I've danced my whole life. I have a heartstring for music. In fact, last night I was sitting there in the living room and I was scrolling through, and there is a violinist that is out of Houston, Texas, I believe. I think it's in Houston. I listened to him for hours. He is amazing. He is taking like local, not local, he's taking very well-known music and he's redoing them just with his violin. And it is amazing. He was just asked to go to the Astros game and play the national anthem. And it was beautiful. I found myself like just for an hour, just scrolling through and listening to his music. So I love whenever you say that you are truly around natural talent there in Memphis. I know we've been to Memphis multiple times and the talent there is amazing. So to showcase and spotlight them, I think that that's a necessity too.
And if you are going to do a local thing, like you just explained and I explained, the way it grows is friends want to listen to their friends, right? Well, this is the feedback you get if it's done right. And this is the good stuff here is when one musician interviews with me and then that person's friend, you know, pulls me to the side when I go see a show and they're like, "Hey, I love your podcast." That's cool. You get recognized. But then they're like, "I listened to episode on Bob. I've known Bob 30 years and I learned 5 new things about him I never knew."
Mm-hmm.
That's you're doing it right. If that's the feedback you get, now you're making real connections and a real difference because people just love hearing more stories about their friends. And if they're learning something new about someone they've known half their life, then you're really tapping into the heartstrings and you're really building a connection.
Yeah. Parker had like a live chat. So like people, as we were on the call, they could ask questions. And so it was like live Q&A plus just getting to know me more and why I started ENG and how it came to fruition. And it was really cool to hear some of the community's questions that they had, or somebody got on there. My parents live in downtown Ponchatoula, or they did. My mom just sold her house. And they were talking about the parties that we had during festival time. And I'm like, oh my goodness, people will still remember those. So it was like even bringing me back to times, and people were commenting on things like that. And so I just think that that's just a natural way to get people involved. And you're right. It is just free advertisement for your own business in a local community when you do something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that brings me right back to why podcasts are touching so many people, because people can sit at their desk and listen to a podcast and it's not distracting and they're not having to text or email or call or be on the phone, and you're learning. You are learning and educating yourself. There is so much stuff out there that you can just tap into. And I think that that's pretty amazing. So I really think you have a cool job, Derek.
I do too. Thank you. And thank you for collaborating. And to just piggyback on that, you know, we talk visibility, credibility, know, like, trust. Part of podcasting is accessibility. You know, it's a companion medium. They're listening to your show while walking the dog, driving to work, mowing the lawn, doing dishes, avoiding their spouse, whatever it may be, right? And they can take it with them. Where you shouldn't drive while scrolling through Facebook. We'll just say you shouldn't, but you can listen to a podcast. So you're still getting that visibility. And even if they're just listening, it's still visible. So that accessibility is also key to what makes podcasting different in its own special way.
I love it. I love it. So Derek, in closing, if there were 3 things that you could tell anybody about either starting a podcast, continuing their podcast, or know, like, and trust, what would it be?
So if you have a real idea and vision of what it is you want to do, it might sound like I'm repeating myself, but this is the legit answer to these questions. If you have an idea and you're very interested, pretend you record an episode. Just outline your topics. If you're interviewing someone, whether in person or Zoom, ask a friend. or are you doing solo host? Just get in front of that Zoom screen, hit record on these things, and try it. And just try to talk about whatever it is you want to educate. To maintain it, look, it is a lot of work. There is ways that you can do it resourcefully and save time. And I think Erica can attest to this. You know, podcasting, there it does have a place in the marketplace. You're going to have a range. But there's affordable ways to be able to outsource some of the work that you may want to. At the end of the day, though, as your producer, Erica, I don't book your guests. I don't ask your guests the right questions. That's your world, you know. So understand there's work involved, but it's not unreachable to actually have someone assist you in it. It's an easy budget to put to the side and figure out if you have a marketing budget. It might change your investment and move your marketing budget from one thing over to the podcasting, because you might see that it's bringing more return or it's more valuable to you. Remind me of the third one.
it was really just a question of one other nugget to tell everybody about getting people to know, like, and trust you to get them to follow your podcast.
Yeah. Like I said, humanizing your brand in long form. Erica, you humanized your brand because people now come to you and they now are getting to know you. Okay. Even if your guest is 90% in the expert seat and you're giving them all the spotlight, at the end of the day, they're hearing your voice, they're hearing your personality, they're getting to know you, and they trust that you're going to bring in an expert that's going to educate them and bring value to them. You do your solo host, they're coming for the same thing. Now it strengthens that for you astronomically, because you're the one giving the education. So that's that visibility and credibility right there. You get the know, like, trust, and then you can go one layer up and make it a little shinier, but it's the same story. Know, like, trust, visibility, credibility, profitability. They run in tandem with each other. So they get to know you, like you. Now, because of your visibility and you've built that credibility, and then they'll trust you, and then they hopefully move forward and reach out to you and work with you and collaborate with you on a monetary basis.
Well, then that brings me to my last question. How do people find you?
So srpstudiosllc.com is the hub, if you will. We're on Facebook and Instagram at srpstudios, LLC for Instagram. And the Producers Journal podcast is embedded into the website. You can find that there. TheRealHernando.com is the Hernando City Community podcast I talked about. TheRhythmSectionPod.com is the music one I had mentioned. And I think that's plenty. Hopefully everyone's writing that down right now.
And they're going to rewind. They're going to scroll back and they're going to write it all down and they're going to do it again.
Come follow what I got going on with this new rebrand of the Producers Journal podcast. Gosh, we could have talked about repurposing. That's a whole other episode there. But I am using all the repurposing techniques to really build my social media output too. So if you follow Facebook at SRP Studios, you're going to get a lot of different nuggets, 30-second snapshots of education. And simple as that. And there's a lot to be learned. I'm here to help. And thank you for the time, Erica. I appreciate you spotlighting me. It's rare I get spotlighted. You know, I'm the one spotlighting everybody else. But I appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, I am so honored and humbled that you came on. And guys, if you haven't felt this through our call today or through our podcast today, please just follow Derek. Just like you said, he's given 30-second free nuggets if you just follow him on Facebook. And I promise that, just like I've said before, if you follow my guest, you learn. You are elevated just by being in the same room or same Facebook group as these men and women that come and join me. So that is why I'm so humbled. Derek, thank you so much. I am honored to work with you. You make me and my podcast look wonderful. So I am excited to keep on this journey with you, and many blessings into 2024 and this new season of life for you.
Same to you, Erica. I'll be looking for my files here today.
You see, he's already given me my homework. Guys, again, thank you so much for taking your hour today to escape with me to embrace, empower, and elevate.
Thank you for joining us on this exhilarating episode of Escapes. We hope that you've been inspired, empowered, and ready to embark on your own journey. The power to escape and redefine is within you. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review Escapes to help us reach more incredible women and men like you. You can also follow me on Facebook at ENG Designs and Construction and Instagram at Build with ENG. Stay tuned for more amazing stories, insights, and strategies in our upcoming episodes. Together, we'll rewrite the scripts of our unknown possibilities. Until next time, this is Erica Hemphill from Escapes. Your adventure continues, and we can't wait to be a part of it. Until next time, continue to embrace, empower, and elevate.